Like to ask what advice you give to students going out in the world, maybe into the medical profession, whatever. What kind of advice do you give? We have many students listening to this, Voices of Oklahoma, so what would you say?
I think choosing a lifestyle is very important. Some people are 8 to 4 people. Some people are excitement junkies and want to work midnight to noon in the emergency room. When you start in medical school, you'll select out what you like as far as blood with surgery versus infectious disease specialist, lung specialist. But going back to what I first said, just choosing a lifestyle, you know, think about your family. Think about how you can be a better father than I was for 40 years because of being absentee parent most of the time. I go to their sporting events, but I wasn't there for changing diapers, and I wasn't there for sex education talks. I just wasn't there. I had to relegate that to my ex-wife that did a wonderful job. But it is not, medicine is not something you go into to make $1 trillion anymore. The salaries are just, first-year pediatricians, they're hiring them for $150,000 a year. And then they all have student loans to pay off. And so those numbers don't work if you're starting to raise a family. And you have to love medicine, and you have to love your patients. And you can be a pathologist and never see a patient. I mean, again, the shy person that doesn't want to touch a patient or examine a patient, a pathologist is good. A radiologist and sitting in the dark looking at all the x-rays. You didn't have to touch the patients very much. Some of them do. You have to enjoy working. Residency is hard. It's lots of hours in residency, and that gets you ready for the rest of your medical career. Just do something that makes you happy. There's so many people who are unhappy. So many people are not trying to be happy. So many people are not trying to work. So many people are not trying to make this world better. And medicine is, you're going to make the world better. And you're going to make some patients very happy. You got to be able to explain the bad ones, the bad news, like we talked about.
So then I always follow up these interviews by asking, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a great surgeon, a good father, someone that likes to have fun working and playing, someone that respects other people and has brought good things to this world with a legacy of the Canes, legacy of my sons, lots of patients that are very grateful for my skill.
Well, I want to thank you for this session that we've had. You're very thoughtful and forthcoming in all areas of your life. So I've enjoyed listening to it, and I can only imagine the many thousands who tune in to Voices of Oklahoma. We're now in our 14th year. We'll be very interested in listening to your story. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed spending this time, and I learn more about myself every time I do something like this.
So I'm going to finish it by saying thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.